in the 1 Peter chapter 5. I was going to hit a few highlights here tonight and be through. I have an altar prayer before we leave tonight for the Bible camp, but somehow God laid this on my heart for today, and I want to try to obey what God has laid on my heart and pray that God will use it to help all of us. Because no matter where we are in our growth as a Christian, we may be a baby Christian, maybe one that just got saved, could be saved for many years, could be somebody that's just getting started out with it, or somebody been with it a long time, but no matter, you still have a problem with the devil. He's our adversary. He is against us, and you can rest assured that he will work hard at it. Stand with me, please, while I read the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse number 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, makes it very plain that he's our adversary. And this morning I mentioned the words being sober and vigilant. Sober means right-minded. Think about it correctly. Vigilant is to be very active about it, not passive, but active. Because your adversary, the devil, that's the reason why. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. And I say hallelujah. And knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And let's bow our heads just for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to open the Word of God. And thank you tonight, God, for the privilege to hear the young folks sing and the adult choir sing and pray together and give together and worship together and praise you together. I give you glory and praise and honor for all that you are doing here tonight. Lord, I realize it's all because of you. To God be the glory. And Lord, I do bow my head and cry, holy, holy, holy. Now, Father, for a few moments, I pray that you'd help us, God, speak and say a few words that would help folk. And I pray the devil would be rebuked by the Lord Jesus Christ in power of the Holy Ghost. And we'll thank you for what you do. Somebody here tonight may need the Lord. I pray you speak to their heart. Somebody need to get saved. Somebody need to get right. Somebody need to let you have your way. Just have your way. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. This morning I talked about the fact of the devil. He's a real person. He's not a figment of imagination. He's not something made up or just some kind of a fairy tale. He's real. And then we talked about the devil is powerful, and we dealt with that. And the devil certainly has power. And I'll give you some illustrations of that out of the book of Exodus chapter 7 and 8, where that the magicians and sorcerers of Pharaoh, they did some miracles, it seemed like, there. But God wound up doing greater than they. And I mentioned Brother Tommy Steele always has this saying, the devil has some power, but God has all power. And the devil can do some things, but he can't do everything. And God can do whatever needs to be done. And the devil's evil. I'm sure you realize that fact, but I talked about John 8:44, and the evilness of the devil says he's a liar, the father of it. And he is no truth in him. And so the devil is evil. Now, I'm going to give you three things real quickly. The devil's against every unsaved person. The devil is against every unsaved. If you're here tonight and you're unsaved, I want you to know the devil is out to keep you that way. He's against you. He doesn't want to see you saved. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 26, that they may reason themselves out of this, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, if you just read that verse, and I want to that verse for, because it's talking about being captive. You're a captive to the devil. first part is, say to them, recover themselves. Now, that's not saying you save yourself. If you back up to the verse previous to that, you'll find he talked about those that oppose themselves. And then he talked about repentance. And then he said recover. And in other words, there's no recovering outside the help of the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance. You can't recover. You can't get yourself saved. God has to do the saving. If you ever get saved, it's called God saved you. Amen. And you couldn't help him out. And all you could do is say, I give up and I trust, I believe and I accept. Amen. But Jesus Christ does the saving, and we do not save ourselves, cannot save ourselves. But every unsaved person in the house is under the captivity of the devil. But oh, hallelujah. I'm glad there's one that can come in and set you free. You remember when Paul was in prison, or Peter was in prison, they probably were going to take care of him the next day. But at night, the angel of the Lord came into the prison and he told him to put his shoes on, put his coat about him, and let him out. You remember that? And Paul was in prison one time, and the jailhouse rock started, amen. And he got out, and I say hallelujah. And you're in captivity tonight. But Jesus is the one that can set you free and get you out. He can do that for you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that which believe not. And he's blinded. You're blinded. You can't see. And I'm glad, but thank God those who have been saved have light. Amen. And can see. Colossians 1:13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And now let me just plug us in right here. Light, there's only one true light, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only light they really is. Now, I realize he said, when I go away, ye are the light of the world, but we only, like the moon reflects the light of the sun, we reflect the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have no inherent light in ourselves outside the fact the Holy Ghost lives within us, and that light can shine outside. And I mentioned the other day that we need to be broken vessels so the light can shine. And so may God help us realize that fact. Now, I'm going to get some things I really want to say here in a few minutes, but I want to always mention those who are unsaved, because if you are here lost tonight and you don't get saved and you don't come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, it'll be too late one day. And one day you'll face God and realize the fact you're not ready to meet him and be cast into hell and burn forever and forever. You say, preacher, would a loving God do that? A God that loves you so much, cares so much about you. He died to save you. He gave his life to save you. And he would cast you in the lake of fire if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. My heart's desire to see people saved and see people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. There's folk out here that wander in the darkness and they're trying to find their way. They need help. But I'm glad Jesus is the help. He's our hope. He's our light. Amen. He come by and gives us light. There's no other thing under heaven can give you light outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light. And I pray tonight that you know him, walk in light as he's in the light, and you'll have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And may God help us walk in that light. He is the light. And so tonight, as we think about the devils against the unsaved, he's got you in captivity, he's got you blinded, and he wants to keep you there. But I'm glad he's translated us out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And now we walk in light because he's the light. I said I was going to be brief tonight, but I get stirred up sometimes and stay a while, but I'm glad, thank God, for the reality that Jesus Christ can get you out tonight. And somehow in my heart, I feel somebody, God's speaking to your heart about being saved. You say, preacher, can I get saved tonight? You sure may. Jesus said, whosoever will. He said, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Then the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. And so you tonight that are unsaved, you're lost, you're without God. I want to report to you that you can come by the grace of God as the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. brings conviction, and shows you you need a Savior. If you'll step by faith and come to Jesus Christ, He will save you. Stepping out in the aisle of the church does not save you. Walking down the aisle does not save you. Bowing at this altar will not save you. But it's a good place to get saved. It's a good place to come and say, Lord, I give up. I give my heart to Jesus. I surrender my life. I want myself. I want you to come into my heart and my life and be my Savior, my Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad that's real and can be so in your life? The devil's our adversary. And so the devil's your adversary, unsaved. He wants to keep you lost, take you to hell. He wants to keep you in the kingdom of darkness. And you know why people drink liquor and get on drugs and illicit sex? You know why they live a kind of lifestyle they live, and why they get on dance floors, why they do all that kind of stuff and go to all kinds of things trying to find some kind of something that will help them, something that will satisfy, something give them some peace and something that they can enjoy. I tell you right now, there's nothing like being saved. Hey, man, these young folk up here tonight are singing and waving their hand for Jesus. Hey, that's better than being on drugs and being high. That's better than drinking liquor, taking a beer. That's better than being on a dance floor. That's better than anything the devil's got. I'd rather say, amen. Devil can't even compare with that. What they have is out of this world. Hallelujah. It's better than anything in the world. It's out of the world because it's of God. It's real. It's right. Brother Tim, hallelujah. Praise God and the Lamb forever. It's real. Now, number two, the devil's against every saved person. I want you to know he wants to get you to disobey God. He wants you to go against God. He wants to discourage you. He wants to get you defeated and get you down and lose the joy of his salvation. Amen. That's the devil's business. He's our adversary to do that. And he'll try to get you in that disobedient and disobey God. You remember Achan that disobeyed God, took those things he shouldn't. He caused all of Israel to lose a battle. Because he disobeyed God, he caused Israel to lose a battle. Let me say to you, the devil will work in every service, and he'll work in your heart every day. He'll try to get your attention, get you away, so he can defeat what God wants to do. Amen. He'll try to defeat you. He'll try, and then he'll try to work in your life. So in a church service that you'll be discouraged or you'll be defeated in your life and don't have any victory, and he'll sap it out of the church. Hey, do you know it helps when I stood up and go, Brother Mark run by me, and I said, hallelujah. Did you know that helped me? Amen. I was already excited, and he whizzed by me, and I said, glory to God. It better than I even thought it was. Amen. Then our youth choir prayer singing and praising God. You know what? That helped me. That encouraged me. If they just got prayer and didn't do anything, if you sit there and don't do anything, you wonder about that. But when people let God have his way, somebody sit in church sometime, they want to shout, they want to raise their hand, but they're afraid somebody might look at them a little bit. It don't matter what anybody else does. We're not here to please him. We're here to please God. We're not here to put on a show. We're not here to make a whatever everybody else expects or thinks. It's what God wants. Amen. God may not want you to raise your hand or shout or stand up. But if God does, then do it. Amen. For the glory of God. Don't disobey God. Don't get discouraged. You remember David went to Ziklag? He'd been defeated. In fact, they'd taken all the men's wives and children, taking everything they had, burnt Ziklag. And David came in there, and they talking about stoning him to death. And the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And then God sent him down there, got everybody back home, got all the goods back. I got a feeling they brought back a few more things than they took out. Amen. I say to you, praise God. Hey, he may have been to a day. It comes a time in our lives as Christians. Now listen to me. We sang on the winning side. I am on the winning side. But that doesn't mean I'm going to have victory in every situation that I'm in. Now, Jesus Christ ultimately is the victory. I know that. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am saying this, that there'll come a time at your life when you feel like you are defeated. And there'll come times that just don't turn out like you want it to turn out. There'll be times that things just don't happen like you want it to happen. But praise God, there's victory down the road. Amen. It's come. If you ever played any football and realize the fact the other team's got the ball, they make a touchdown, you're on the losing end at that moment. But there's some other quarters left in the ball game, and you get to run the ball again, you get to pass it again, hey, and you score, and then you're tied up. And then all of a sudden you get the ball again, you get to score, and you're ahead. Amen. Hey, but I want you to know this thing about being a saved person, Christian. We sometimes may be running a little bit behind, but we're going to come out to good on the long end of this thing. Amen. When it's all said and done, we're going to be in the end zone shouting hallelujah, glory to God. It's all right. We won the game. Amen. I want you to know I am on the winning side. I am glad I'm here. Hey, the devil wants to defeat us, but boy, tonight he just gave me a dose of something inside, and I'm glad he gave. Amen. And I'm going to say hallelujah and praise God for that. It doesn't make any difference what the rest of the world does. It makes no difference how you feel inside. It's just letting God be God in your life. Amen. Let him do what he wants to do. He'll try to defeat you. He's right, sir. My few minutes turned into a few more minutes, didn't it? That's all right, but I'm glad, praise God, we are on the winning side, and we're going to come out right. It's going to finish up right, but the devil is our adversary. You know what he tries to do in churches? He tries to discourage folk. Brother Gary, I don't know how it is at Old Casey Creek, but I know how it is at Gateway Baptist. I know how it is every church I've ever pastored. The devil will do everything he can to get somebody out of sorts. He'll do everything he can to get somebody upset over something. And what it does, it gets you discouraged and gets you down. And gets you, amen. And there'll be something flare up somewhere. And I'm just having a good time tonight, so y'all leave me alone. Amen. And praise God. And just, we're just going to enjoy ourselves tonight and say hallelujah. You say, preacher, you got anything that you somebody's out of sorts about? Not that I know of right now, but I'm afraid to say too much because before I leave a building, somebody will be. Amen. But if you're out of sorts, you better get in sorts. Amen. Because the devil, he's the one who gets people out of sorts anyhow. And then people got things in their lives, and they hide it, and they try to get by with it. That affects the church. That hurts the church. And we need to be honest with God, confess sin, get right with God. Amen. And let God be God in our lives and trust him and shout hallelujah. And I realize the fact that I somewhere the other day and heard some folk talking, and they told me, and I guess, and I'm not sure, but I guess I'd classify in that group they was talking about, because they're saying something about that group of old timers that they just ain't going to church, and living for God, and I want to say, hey, I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm one of that kind that believes you just ought to go to church and have a good time. I believe y'all love God. I believe y'all ought to shout hallelujah every once in a while. Amen. And I've said before, I say again, everybody, three things ought to happen to everybody before they die. Number one, they ought to get saved. Number two, they ought to lead somebody else to Christ. Number three, they ought to have one good shouting spell before they leave out. Amen. Just to get in tune. Amen. And at least run over through the eyes and wave your hand, do something. Just one time for the glory of God. Amen. I say praise God, but the devil's our adversary. He'll try to wreck you. He'll try to wreck me. He'll try to wreck your life. And you're praying, asking God for something, and the devil, he'll try to take it away from you and tell you don't pray. Brother Tom mentioned something about faith a while ago in the prayer room. And we ought to pray and believe God's going to do it. Amen. If we're praying in the will of God, praying according to Scripture, we can pray and ask God to do it and believe it. Amen. Now, let me give you a third thing. What did I say I was going to do? Give you three things? All right. Let me give you a third thing. Devil's against the church. I've been talking about individuals, but that includes the church. But he wants to bring division. You remember over 1 Corinthians 3? And some said, I'm Paul, some I'm Apollos, some I'm somebody else. And I've cried. He loves to bring division, tear down, and then he loves to divert. Our goal as a church is to glorify God, worship him, magnify him, and lead others to know Christ as Savior. Is that not it? Is that not what it's all about? God did not put the church here to be a welfare agency. Now, we are to help the poor. We're to help each other. And we do care about each other. But we're not a welfare agency. Amen. And I think I'll put that in the phone book. And we're not here to make everybody feel good. Amen. Every once in a while when you're preaching, you don't feel good. And one preacher said, when somebody went out and said, you got on my toes, said, I'm sorry, I missed shooting for your heart. Amen. And sometimes when you get down on sin, hey, the devil loves to divert the church from what our goal really is. Amen. Thanks. We have, and said, so now you got to keep everybody entertained and everybody so-so before you can have church. I say, phooey. Amen. Phooey, that's a good old Virginia word. Y'all know what that means? Phooey, amen. And phooey. I got nicknamed that one time. I was working in a public job and had some diathumb, which is a liquid that boils real low degree, and it dropped in my eye. And I said, phooey, and they were trying to wash it out, and I'm still saying phooey. And they said, that's all you're going to say is phooey. I said, phooey's all I know to say right now. And they started calling me phooey at the work. I didn't cuss. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying phooey on it. Amen. I'm saying I don't cuss, so I say phooey. And say that phooey on this crowd that thinks the church is some kind of a entertainment center, and you come as you are and don't get anything when you get there and leave like you are. Hey, I want you to come to church and know you've been to church. Amen. Know you've been somewhere. Amen. Got something to help you along the way. And by the way, we don't need, I love young folk. I desire to see them live for God, and we put emphasis on them, but the church is not all about young people. And the church is not all about children. And the church is not all about singing. And the church is not all about anybody particularly. Church is about everybody getting together worshiping God. Young people, old people, middle-aged people. Amen. Good-looking people, ugly people, indifferent people, any people, all people, anytime, all the time. Just worship God. You're welcome. Amen. Praise God. All right. We don't want to be diverted from what we ought to be doing. Praise God and the Lamb. I don't know about you, but I'm glad God let me come to the house of God tonight. Some people, you know why what Satan tries to do? Get people dissatisfied. We get dissatisfied with the choir director. Brother Hodge, you know about that, don't you? They get dissatisfied with the choir director, and he don't do right. Don't sing the songs you want to sing. Don't do that. Piano, she sometimes she just my soul. And then they get dissatisfied with the choir, and get dissatisfied with the testifying. And some people they get dissatisfied with people shouting. Some people get dissatisfied with the preachers preaching. I'll be like Brother Tim now. Lord help us. Amen. And I realize that fact, and they do that, but I'm telling you, amen. I want to wind it up still preaching. I want to wind it up. Brandon, I want to wind my life up, honey, when you come by. If Jesus doesn't come, take me out of here. I want you to come by and say, oh, Papa, kept on preaching. Papa kept on preaching. I can't remember verses like I used to. I can't remember some things like I used to. Boy, I sure know Jesus saves. Just like I used to. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God, that we can come together like this tonight. Just enjoy being in the house of God. Worshiping, adoring, praising. But Lord, there's folk here tonight that they don't know the joy. They don't understand really what we're rejoicing about and what it's all really about. But Lord, they have a hunger down deep inside. There's something going on inside their hearts. And they realize they need something from God to help them and encourage them and strengthen them. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name you'd help everybody that's here tonight. And we realize the devil's our adversary, and this invitation, he'll fight it. He'll be against it. But Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. I ask you for help. I pray for the Holy Ghost to do a work in hearts. And I pray that men and women, boys and girls,
would come and yield their lives unto the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name and for His glory. Amen.